Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit is considered to be one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's branches. Damodar Pandit is another branch of the Chaitanya trunk. His love for the Lord was so intense that even chastised him. This verbal punishment so satisfied the Lord that he sent him to Nadia. Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.10.31-2. The terrible-tempered gopi named Shaivya became Damodar Pandit in Gaur Leela. Though occasionally the goddess Saraswati also entered into him for some special purpose, as stated in the Gaur Ganodesha Dipika 159. Damodar accompanies Lord Chaitanya to Puri. Damodar Pandit was also the Lord's companion during the Rath Yatra festival. He was one of the chorus singers in one of the seven kirtan groups in which Swarup Damodar was the lead singer. Advaita Acharya danced in the same group. When Mahaprabhu set off for Vrindavan through Gaudedesha with many of his associates, including Damodar Pandit, on this occasion, the Lord did not make it all the way to Vraj, as he changed his mind on Sanatan Goswami's advice. The following year, Mahaprabhu travelled through northern India, going as far as Vrindavan. He then returned to Puri with Balabhadra on the path through Jharkhand. When they received the news of the Lord's arrival in Atharo Nala, all the Lord's devotees rushed there to welcome him back. The Lord's affectionately embraced each of them. One day, Mahaprabhu called Damodar Pandit and asked him to go to Sachi Mata in Navdweep and to help supervise her material affairs. No one is more suited than you to act in her protection, for you have warned even me. Amongst my associates, there is no one more important than you. Religious principles can only be defended by someone who is free from bias or prejudice. After telling Damodar to return to Navdweep, he then consoled him by telling him to return to Puri from time to time. He also told him to pay repeated obeisances to his mother and give him a confidential message to deliver to her. Tell her that I am happy, as this will give her happiness. Tell her that I have sent you to tell you of my personal activities. After you have warmed her heart in this way, remind her of one more secret event. I come to her home repeatedly to eat all the sweetmeats and vegetables she offers. She experiences my coming and eating of the offerings to be real, but because of my external separation, she thinks that it is nothing but a dream. During the last Magha Sankranti festival, she cooked a variety of vegetables, condensed milk, cakes and sweet rice for me. She then offered the food to Lord Krishna, and while in meditation, I suddenly appeared and her eyes filled with tears. When she saw me come there in a great haste and eat everything, she felt great happiness. But a moment later, after she had wiped her eyes, she saw that the plate she had offered me was empty and thought, I dreamt that Nimai was eating everything. In the condition of external separation, she again became bewildered, thinking that she had not offered any food to Lord Vishnu. She went back to the kitchen to look at the cooking pots and found that every one of them was still filled with food. So she cleansed the altar and made the offering once again. This is how I come again and again to eat everything she offers me, for I am attracted by her pure love. I reside in Neelachal only because she told me to. Even still, she repeatedly pulls me back to her out of great love for me. Mahaprabhu then gave some Jagannath Prasad to Damodar Pandit and told him to give it to Sachi Mata and the other Navdweep devotees. Damodar set off and carried out the Lord's instructions to the letter. With the Pandit there in Navdweep, the devotees became very careful about their behavior. No one dared to act in an independent manner. If any one of Mahaprabhu's followers made even the slightest transgression in etiquette, Damodar Pandit would establish the standards of behavior by verbally punishing the offender. The ignorance of atheism will flee from anyone who hears the history of Damodar Pandit's chastisement of the Lord, which has been described. Damodar Pandit is thus one of the great devotees through whose preaching the glories of the holy name have spread throughout the universe. Mahaprabhu glorified these great souls when he said, "I have come to possess devotion to Krishna through the grace of all these great devotees who have preached love for the holy name throughout the world." In the Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Chakravarti says that Narottam Das Thakur met Damodar Pandit in Navdweep. Narottam paid his obeisances to his feet in excitement at meeting a direct associate of the Lord. Thank you. Hare Krishna.